Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire.
It's Monday morning.
Hey, Carl and the bot. Yes, you know that. What, did they move the buttons
we
on you there?
We have a bunch of shows on the weekend. Somebody must have done a
reset. Somebody pushed the wrong button. 7:06 in the morning, 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just head on over to the website and pop in. You can get into the chat room. We're also streaming live video. You see that Linda and I are both wearing purple today at
not intentional.
On livestream.com/freefireradio, or just go to it on our website. On our website is changing quickly, and what you're seeing now is a number, if you take a look at our website, is a number of flash ads. So you'll see flash ads for Harley Davidson. You're going to see them for Estate Granite.
Nathan's
Anthems and Selmo's. You're going to see flash ads for Patrick Jones, who is starting his advertising campaign because he's running for supervisor.
And we invite everybody to come on down to KCNR because, you know, especially we think it's only fair that everybody who runs gets their equal opportunity on our radio show, as you know. We talked about that a lot over the weekend.
We did, and we've had a number of people, in fact, talk about that, that anybody that that is running for office gets a fair shot right here. And speaking of a fair shot at weather that we're going to be coming back to in just a second, we're going to be going to Wells Fargo here in a minute. And then we're going to, but first we're going to be talking just a little bit about this weekend. Ann Coulter came to town. Ann Coulter came to town. And the... she shows up for her talk, and she walks in to Anselmo Vineyard. She walks into the speaking area, and she's wearing a full-length mink coat.
And cowboy boots.
And cowboy boots. So you're thinking, you know, well, I guess Ann doesn't really care about being politically correct. And as she went on for the evening, that's what she did. She, you know, frankly, she comes across as she's not a very pushy, you know, strident person.
She doesn't come across aggressive.
She doesn't come across as being aggressive. Now, here's the interesting thing. We listened to her talk for an hour, and then she answered every question you could possibly ask. I mean, everybody asked any question from health care to Romney, who, by the way, she backs very strongly. And anything on Obamacare, on the economy, on Obama himself, several times about that. And never once did she come across as being a hate-filled person, as you'll hear at times.
That's right.
But, and then, but when you pick up her book, it becomes more aggressive. The book is more aggressive.
You started,
I started reading.
What was the name of it? What's
it's
the name
called,
of it?
It's called, Demonic.
Yeah, it's the last
yeah, Mobs in America.
It's the only one actually for sale there. I mean, there were some people who brought some of their other books, but they did sell that book, and there was a book signing, of course, and pictures taken with her, and I think a lot of people were, you know, extremely impressed. And of course, then afterwards, there were select group of people that had added
bought a dinner,
exactly, and then had a four-course wine pairing. So, in case you're just wondering about the weather this morning here on KCNR, it's currently 38 degrees and foggy outside. We have scattered showers today with temperatures reaching to about 54 and rain likely tonight with temperatures around 44. Speaking of numbers, let's start with our Monday morning with our Wells Fargo moment. Kathy Lathrop Cummings, good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 112 points at 13,193. The S&P 500 is positive 13 at 1410. And the NASDAQ is positive 28 at 3,096. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 9 cents at $9.94 and Sprint Nextel up 5 cents at $2.79. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is up 11 cents at $17.17. North Valley Bank is up 7 cents at $11.82. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lower prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.34%. In the commodity markets, gold is trading positive $15.30 at $16.77.70. Silver is up 34 cents at $32.61, and crude oil is up 8 cents at $106.95. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you very much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And they are located out on Park Marina Drive. Stop by and ask them questions. If you've got a question about the stock market, they're the ones to ask. Well, we're going to take a quick break.
Well, let's do it.
When we come back, we're going to talk about
What's going to happen on the show this morning?
Well, we've got the Kitchen Place coming in to talk about a fundraiser for veterans.
Sherry will be on.
And then we're going to talk to the Cascade Horsemen for a little while something they've got coming
Mules.
On.
Mules.
And then at 8 o'clock, we have American Doctors for Truth. And how appropriate is that? Because today, the Supreme Court starts their opening arguments looking at Obamacare. 26 states have sued the federal government, saying you have no right to force individual mandates of buying insurance on the public of the United States, on the citizens of the United States. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say you will buy this specific product. So that's starting today on the Supreme Court. It's going to have a huge impact. Also, there are other parts of the Obamacare bill that they're going to take a look at the Supreme Court. So all that today.
We'll be right back. Good morning, Chat Packers. And you're listening to KCNR 1460.
The Anderson Walmart parking lot sale this weekend at the Anderson Walmart Supercenter through Monday. The parking lot will be filled with a huge selection of quality used cars and trucks at super savings. On the spot financing, super low interest rates, top dollar for trade-ins. This is the sale you've been waiting for. It's your time to buy and save. Quality pre-owned vehicles at tremendous savings from Crown Motors through Monday at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at
IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff,
like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. 7:15 in the morning, March the 26th. We're finishing the last week out in March. We're getting ready to go into tax month.
Oh boy, that starts everybody's morning with the woohoo.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like we were just talking a little bit about earlier, was Obamacare goes into the Supreme Court today. The first 90 minutes, by the way, of the arguments in the Supreme Court, they've got set up for 3 days, is whether they can hear it or not. Because the what they're saying is that due to an 1867 law on taxes, they're saying, I don't know if we can hear this until, because the tax hasn't taken place. They've set it out so it's 2 years in advance, so it can, you know, it's after the election. That's when it takes place. But they kind of think that one's just going to, they're going to say, okay. They brought in, fact, a solicitor to argue that point, but I have a feeling that the Supreme Court's going to go, nah, we're going to listen to this because this is big.
This is really big, and it's changing everyone's lives as we know it, and it is something that we'll be talking about every day because
it is big. It's too big. It has too huge an impact on our country and individuals there. Hey, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. New coffee in the store, Italian Roast, Portland Blend. Coffee special of the month is Cookies and Cream. Mm. And I tell you what, this is the week to go down. If you're going to get coffee, go to Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew and get your coffee. They also have a great selection of cigars in the finest walk-in humidor in the state. T-shirts and leather jackets are also on sale there.
50% off.
Yeah, that's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, discounts for veterans.
And while you're on Hilltop Drive, just go a little bit further where we have one of our favorite stores in all of Shasta County. Right here in the North State is That Kitchen Place, and with us is the owner of That Kitchen Place, which is on Hilltop Drive. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning. Actually, all of the world's favorite kitchen place.
Absolutely. Well,
okay,
people come,
you're right.
People crop from all over. It's
from
true.
All over the
because
world.
Because you have a big online. Don't you have a big online business, too?
No, small.
Okay. So when you
But
say
that sounds good.
Well, when people come through and they drive through five, they're thinking I need to go shopping on their way to Oregon or whatever. And when we say That Kitchen Place, it literally well, how many square feet do you have there?
It's 6,000 downstairs and then 4,000 upstairs of inventory and, you know, stuff like that.
So every kind of, you know, salt and pepper shaker, dishes, dishware, bowls. I mean, Thursday night, I have to share with our listeners, you brought in a bag full of gadgets that were very unique. I'm coming in this week to your store.
For the pomegranate de-seeder.
Pomegranate de-seeder, which I want to take to my father because they have a huge pomegranate tree in front of their house. And it's going to be Easter, so I know that they're, you know, he always gives me bags of pomegranates. I'm going to say, here, Dad, make some jelly.
Okay. Or candy.
You brought in aprons. You brought in certain kinds of gadgets that were, you know,
microplane.
Hot things. But let's share with our listeners, March 31st, you're celebrating
8 years in business. We're going to have several of our reps from different companies are going to be there, and they're going to show you how to work the gadgets. We're going to have a local company, almond and walnuts. What's it? Biotti? I'm horrible with names.
That's all right.
She's going to be there. We're going to have goodies to eat. We're going to have knife sharpening from 1 to 3, $2 a knife up to 5 knives, and the money's going to go to the Veterans Resource Center. We have a raffle that's been going on for about a month. If you walk in, as soon as you walk in the door, there's a big table. The table's getting bigger and bigger because my vendors have been sending me stuff. $2 a ticket, and all the money's going to the Veterans Resource Center, and Beth will be there from the Veterans Resource Center if anyone wants to know about helping. Our great service people who are coming home and couch surfing, and so we wanted to do something special for the veterans.
So $2. Let's just say when you walk into That Kitchen store and you buy a raffle ticket, that raffle ticket you have the opportunity or the chance to win all the stuff that's on that table.
One thing. There's about I don't know. There might be over 100 things. So you do have a good chance to win something.
Okay. So your $2 ticket, you win. You get to pick an item.
No. What we'll do is we'll pull out.
Okay, I'm confused. Share with me one more time. I'm confused. Okay. Your $2 ticket gets.
gets whatever. We'll have an item there, and we'll out a name, and we'll hook it to
there
that, and
go.
Then we will call the person. You don't have to be there to win.
There are several options, but now we know how that is done. Okay, but still, the money, the $2, that's really reasonable. That goes to the Veterans Resource Center. We're talking to Sherry from That Kitchen Place and all the good stuff that's going on, and we're very excited. Come back with us after the break here. We're going to talk more about what's going on in the store and some of the fundraising and your eight-year anniversary. We want to talk about what it's been like for you to be in Shasta County, here in Redding, running your business for 8 years. We'll be right back.
Kenny. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can, because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ever had to wait around for a service company who didn't show up? Wouldn't it be nice if there was a punctual chimney sweep who was clean and nice? Well, flu season is. But don't take my word for it. Mrs. Malley of Redding says, "Your technician showed up on time and is very professional. You were easy to schedule with. You are very polite and excellent at keeping things clean." Flu season chimney sweeps, the nice professionals for wood, gas, and pellet service, air ducts, and dryer vents. 221-3331 or 527-3331.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 7:23 in the morning. It's 39 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street. Give them a call at 241-8373, Jeff Wurst. If it's a little ding or a crack up to 24 inches long, he can fix it, and he can fix it so you can't even see it. He guarantees his work. He's a great guy. He's a veteran. And like I said, he's a man of integrity and honor.
With us this morning is Sherry, who is the owner of That Kitchen Place. Congratulations. We always love to highlight businesses. You have been doing business for 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And
you've got a great place.
Yeah,
oh.
You've got a great
love
store.
Love that place.
We want to encourage all of our listeners out there in KCNR land to go in, Get your $2 raffle. Just go in and see what's going on. If you buy a raffle ticket, the money goes to the Veteran Resources Center. And thank you for choosing that. We know you do so much for the community. We'll have you back on when we talk about Relay, and you do so much stuff. But let's go back into your store. You give a little history of how you were a hairdresser for how many years?
29 years, since 1976.
So what you still were on your feet a lot with that. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden you decide to open a store, which is now 24/7.
Yes, I call it my menopausal body. I didn't want to do hair anymore, and I thought, I like to shop. What the heck, you know? And my husband actually looks through the classifieds, and he said, "Hey, the galley's for sale." And I said, "Oh, my friend and I, her husband had left her and." She said, "What am I going to do?" I said, "I don't know." We both walked in there, and we looked around foolishly and said, "Oh, we can do this." And it was an adventure ever since. Nothing was on computer. We barely knew how to turn on the computer. I didn't even know what Woostoff or AllClad or any of that was. I was a, you know, mom. I did hair, and I cooked, and I wasn't a gourmet cook. I was just a good cook, and I taped my knives. I think I had Revere ware with no knobs on it. I got a garage sale. And so from there, I still remember being at market and just, well, what do you mean peach season and grapefruit season? I mean, you have to have all these gadgets. So it was, you know, after raising four kids, and they always make you feel stupid. So you think, could I even do something different when my brain worked like that? Well, now whenever I complain, my husband always says, "I want a kitchen star. I want a kitchen star."
Oh, that's cute. Well, okay, so 8 years later, mm-hmm. What's it been like for you to do business, even in the hard times? What's kept you going?
Well, besides God, I have great customers, and I have fantastic employees. I mean, beyond fantastic. They are the heart and soul of the business. They keep me, I'm upstairs a lot. I used to think I was going to be downstairs and visiting with customers and having fun. No, I do the ordering and the part that isn't as fun.
The fun stuff goes to the employees.
Oh.
They make it like that.
Look
at all the fun Bob has in here every day. In between me lashing him with a whip.
He loves it. It's his little hobby.
Look at that face.
So what's been the latest a contraption that's come out for you, that's come through the store? I mean, everybody should ask you that. What's, besides the pomegranate that you couldn't keep in, which is interesting, that's like $2 item or something.
Yeah,
which is
three something.
It's really reasonable.
Awesome.
What do you think is just like one of the recent contraptions that has come through in the way of cooking that is just outstanding?
Well, I don't know if it's any certain gadget. The microplane, of course, has been popular for 8 years, but canning has become very big. Baking has become very big. My cooking classes are really kind of exploding. People are into learning to make pasta. A lot of pasta machines I sell. I have there's three or four girls on my, at my store that actually have their license, their culinary license, so they're very, knowledgeable. I think the knowledge is what's so important, besides the gadgets and all the fun stuff, but it's the knowledge. That's what I'm finding.
We need to get a program together for you that says prepare for emergencies. And then that's where you teach your canning classes and things like preserving foods.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you'd fill those up in nothing flat.
We do canning classes.
Well, then, you know, see, because there's a lot of people out there right now. I mean,
that want to put
emergency
up.
Preparedness is getting big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you teach classes on that.
Yeah.
Preserving. Yes.
Like putting up tomatoes, you know, the seasons come and then you have all these great vegetables.
You can even can meat, can't you? I mean,
yes.
You can can everything.
Anything.
Right?
Wow. I mean, people used to do it a long time ago. I don't know why we can't do it now. We have induction cooking with the canners. We have, what are some of the other classes? Baking, and we just did a tea class. Tea is very popular.
Really?
Yes, believe it or not, tea is. And one of the girls that works for me loves tea, so she's very knowledgeable in all the teas and all the, you know, teapots and the cups. And then, of course, I have my little All About Me section and my USA section. That's become very popular. People walk in and go, "I don't want to buy one thing from China." My husband sent me in here and he said no.
Oh, fabulous.
Only USA.
All right. So
love that.
Congratulations and happy birthday on 8 years. It's That Kitchen Place. Give us the address.
975 Hilltop Drive.
Right past Macy's if you're driving.
Go on in there, my friends and our friends, and enter the raffle. Mm-hmm. It's great stuff, and all the proceeds go to the new Veterans Resource Center.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Sherry. And that kitchen place for all that you do for our country. Mm. Appreciate it.
No, I thank the veterans. They're awesome.
Thank you so much. We've got to take a break here.
When we come back, we're going to be talking to our backcountry horsemen here. They're going to be talking about things they've got going on. Well, they've got a mule out here in the studio. So we're just kind of like watching that as they bring them in. We love mules. And that. Then, of course, American Doctors for Truth, or Doctors for Truth, will be on at 8 o'clock, a national-level organization that wants to tell the truth about health care and the Obama health care plan. And we'll have them on at 8:05. A lot of stuff in between. Carl Lindabad, Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicks off the trading week in a sea of green. Bullish comments from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke are boosting markets in early trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is in positive territory, up triple digits, 109 points. Bats Global Markets chief executive apologized for a glitch that resulted in the company pulling the plug on its initial public offering. Joe Ratterman called the software failure a technical blip. Ratterman says there are no plans for another IPO in the near future. Founder Dave Cummings is calling on the company to try again in the second quarter. Soon after the exchange debuted its own shares Friday, its stock crashed to less than a penny. And Swiss drug maker Roche is extending the deadline for its hostile takeover bid of Illumina. The gene sequencing company now has until April 20th to make a decision. Last month, Roche offered $5.7 billion for Illumina and set a deadline of today. But Illumina's board dismissed the bid as too low. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Opportunity Louisiana. More and more companies like CenturyLink, Nucor, and Gameloft are finding success with Louisiana's custom fit solutions. Here's Gameloft's David Haig.
Louisiana customized their approach in recruiting us to meet our very specific needs. Selecting Louisiana as our site for expansion allowed us to open 3 to 4 months sooner than we anticipated.
What can Louisiana do for your business? Find out at OpportunityLouisiana.com.
You don't want to miss the Anderson Walmart parking lot sale this weekend at the Anderson Walmart Supercenter through Monday. The parking lot will be filled with a huge selection of quality used cars and trucks at super savings. On-the-spot financing, super low interest rates, top dollar for trade-ins. This is the sale you've been waiting for. It's your time to buy and save. Quality pre-owned vehicles at tremendous savings from Crown Motors through Monday at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Can you fix a water leak for me? Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. She explained. She lived in a small town in another county, and no one there could find the water leak in her car. She said, "It's so bad that the car fills with water, and I have ruined 2 pairs of shoes." As we walked out to the car, I couldn't help but notice she was very nicely dressed, but she wore black rubber farm boots that went to her knees. I learned that the car had been repaired the previous summer after a major collision. The floorboards in the front and back seat area were full of water, about 3 inches deep. My inspection revealed the unibody was still bent, and the repairmen had simply drilled new holes to mount the hood and fenders to the body. The original mounting holes were left open, allowing water to enter the passenger compartment. Fortunately, she had a good insurance company, and they authorized us to do a proper repair. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, 7:34 in the morning, March the 26th. What's it? Cold is it out there today?
Well, it looks like we're currently it's a foggy morning with temperatures around 39 degrees. Today we have scattered showers with temperatures reaching around 54 degrees. Tonight we have temperatures around 44, 60% chance of rain. So it looks like as I look to the forecast through the week, we have rain, which is great
rain.
Because we know that how close we're pretty close to.
Bad Bob.
Being close to the top of the lake, I understand, Bob. We were about 16, 17 inches below.
Oh, no. It's still about, last I checked, about 35, 39 feet from the top. I haven't, the monitoring station is not working at the moment, so we haven't been able to get updated.
So it could
figures,
be 16 inches.
So let me
it
do
could
it
be
guess.
16 inches.
It's
not like that is an
close-ish.
Astounding amount of water to come
well,
up that close.
We're close-ish.
We had 2 inches of rain over the weekend here.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was a fabulous weekend. Weather was right by in Samo Vineyards, and again.
We'll talk more about what happened up there, too. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Bob and Judy, what can I say about them? They've been in business since 1985. You want something sharpened, you go see Bob and Judy at R&B Sharpening. Saws, knives, router bits, shapers, your gardening equipment. They will make bandsaw blades to order while you wait, which is not an easy thing to do, but they do it. They guarantee their work. And again, great people, local people, R&B Sharpening. They're down at 6915 East Side Road, Building 6 in Anderson, or give them a call at 530-365-1479. They're, like I said, have been here a long time and do great work. They're the people to go to.
All right. We are really looking forward to this next segment. You guys will be, too. We have with us a very special guest to talk about the Backcountry Horsemen of California, a special rendezvous that's happening March 30th, 31st, and April 1st at the Red Bluff Campgrounds, Tehama County Campgrounds.
And Larry Schumann is our guest. Larry, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Now, what exactly is a rendezvous?
Well, in this case, it's not like what you would expect. It's an education event.
Okay.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and part of our goal and part of what we have to do is make a public outreach every year, and this is our major public outreach. Yes, the event will be free to the public. We will be having seminars. We have 64 different speakers coming in.
64 speakers.
64 speakers. We have a lot of the vets from Tehama County and Shasta County. We'll be putting classes on equine health.
That's like veterinarians
aspects.
And not veterans.
Veterans, right.
Okay,
sorry about
okay.
that. Veterinarians, yes.
Well, that's what I kind of thought you were talking about.
Doctors, veteran type, okay.
Yeah, doctor veteran types. We will have accountants talking about farm management. We will be talking about the different environmental impact stuff on the farms and stuff, on how to handle manure. And along with, of course, our packing, which is one of our main focuses. A lot of our stuff will be hands-on, so it should be a lot of fun. We will be having contests.
The purpose of this is when you all gather annually is to educate each other, other equestrians, and the public about backcountry equine skills and issues. And you're going to be giving packing classes, and I imagine on have your mules there.
Of course.
You know what, frankly, and I don't even know how to put this. But my mule that I was riding, I just think they're just the greatest animals. I mean, I like horses. I've ridden horses my whole life. But I had such a great experience riding that mule up in the high country. And I can see where people, you know, really get into mules. And you know, I mean, riding them back. I mean, I don't know how deep I should get into this because, you know, mm-hmm. but you know what? That's just, I know that's not, that's just part of it. You also horses and doing everything else. But, the art of mule packing is truly an art. And the Marine Corps has a school, if you can believe this, at Bridgeport, Connecticut, in the Mountain Warfare School. Well, we train our Marines on how to pack mules.
Yes, they usually come. And we thought they were going to make it again this year, and then they got deployed. So the group that usually each year they have a different group. This year they called us at the last minute or about
deployed
a month ago
and
said
and
they
use them in Afghanistan.
Okay, I'd like to hear a little bit. Could you tell us about yourself? Tell us how you got involved.
I guess I could blame my wife. She met one of the local unit members about 17 years ago, and she talked to him, and she told me, I think that would be fun for you to do, so.
And was she
right?
I think
she wanted to get me out of the house.
That's what I was going to say. You know, usually when they say, hey, that's fun to do, it's to get you out of the house.
Was she right? Is it something?
Yes, it is. I love it.
You put this out, obviously.
It's cost me a lot of money, but yes, I love it.
You put your heart and soul, a golfer would be, this is your passion, your hobby.
Mm-hmm.
How long were you involved with horses? Are you a horse guy or a mule guy?
No, actually, I never been around large animals. I was raised on a farm, but it was a regular farm, you know, nothing bigger than chickens and goats. I was given a horse by John Growney about 17 years ago, and every time I see him, I kid him about it because I've told him I think now that horse has cost me about $150,000.
Not bad over 17 years.
Just getting the horse is the cheapest part.
I had that horse for a year looking at it, what I was going to do with it, and finally I took it to a trainer and I said, I need to learn to ride, and it's been downhill ever since.
Oh, that's fast. So now when you go up into the back country, do you take that horse?
Yes, he's still around. He's he's now a grandkid's horse most of the time.
Okay.
I still ride him once in a while. But he's 22 years old.
Part of the family, though.
He's part of the family.
Is it true that mules usually live longer and can work out into longer than horses?
Yeah, a mule can live up to 40 years.
Yeah, okay.
And a horse about 30 years.
Yeah,
mules have long memories too, don't they?
Yes. I have both. I have horses and mules.
Okay. When we come back, we're talking about the Rendezvous Red Bluff Roundup, which is happening. How much fun! If you guys are in town, you listeners, please love to have you come to this 30th, 31st, and the 1st of April at the Red Bluff. It's free, and you'll learn a lot of stuff. We'll be right back after these messages.
Play to win, play to win, stay to win at Wind River Casino. And come on and win a free ride. Here you have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Can-Am Spyder Roadster. It has three wheels, endless possibilities. It's unlike anything on the road. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Can-Am Spyder Roadster. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and weekly drawings on Mondays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, March 29th, where you can ride off on your very own Can-Am Spyder Roadster. For more information on Wind River's Come On and Win a Free Ride Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new Can-Am Spyder Roadster. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. It's better on the river.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco & Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookie and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco & Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco & Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco & Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco & Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew.
For 8 years, That Kitchen Place has been your go-to place for everything the budding or experienced chef could ever want. So, in celebration of our 8-year anniversary, we're raffling off an entire table full of amazing products on March 31st. There will also be knife sharpening from 1 to 3, with all the proceeds benefiting the new Veterans Resource Center. You've been so great to us that we wanted to share the love. So come down and help us give back to the community. That Kitchen Place, Hilltop Drive, 222-1160.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We are talking to the Backcountry Horsemen of California. I'm talking about the rendezvous in Red Bluff that's happening at the Tehama District Fairgrounds. And that is going to be the 30th, 31st, and April 1st. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Crown Motors. Thank you, honey.
Well, you were holding in your hand.
No, I was holding. I was reading about the rendezvous.
Okay.
Hey, it's Crown Motors. Come and stop by and visit Steve Roberts and the Crown Motor crew today. Get your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram. They've got it all. They're serving a local area. You know, buying a car is one of your biggest purchases, probably next to your house. And in fact, some cars probably cost as much as your first house.
Of course.
You know, and it costs maybe more than your horses. But not as much. But see, if you had a Ram Dodge truck, you could pull those horses and mules anywhere, because I have before, because I've had Rams. And anyway, Crown Motors, local. Go on down, visit them. They do good work for our community. That's Crown Motors Reading.
Okay, so we want to continue on with our guest talking about some of the mission statement that goes on with what your organization does. And with us,
our guest is Larry Schumann.
Larry, can we, on the back of the program here, it talks about some of your mission statements, about what your organization does. Can you share with us a few of those?
Yes, I can. We're basically a service organization. Our approach to working with the agencies is not to be adversarial, but to approach them with how can we help you out, and it has paid off through the years. We've gotten a lot of the agencies are used to working with us. Around here, of course, the Shasta Trinity National Forest, we've become an integral part of providing services for them up here and keeping the trails open. We've worked with a lot with the Pacific Crest Trail Association. Backcountry Horsemen, both in Oregon, Washington, and California, are one of the main groups that keep the Pacific Crest Trail open.
It's amazing.
So, like I said, we found through service we actually have a lot of influence.
Well, what we went a couple years back, we went with Dick Morris, and we packed three mules. I think there were four mules, two horses, and we went into the wilderness. And packed for 4 days, and it was just one of the most beautiful things, especially after we just did a big show at the Cascade Theater. So it was so great to get away. And all we could think of the whole time was that we're in the wilderness, and the conservation of what it takes to keep the wilderness. I mean, there were people in there were only backpacking. You couldn't drive in. The trails were fabulous. And it takes organizations like yourself to really keep that area pristine.
It does. A lot of people do not realize the amount of work it takes. This is a good place at this rendezvous to find out. We will have this California Conservation Corps and the Forest Service putting a lot on informational seminars on what it takes to keep the trails open. The CCCs will be talking about one of their crews that goes. We pack in. They will have a crew there. They will be talking about the tools they use in the wilderness. Again, remember, there's no power tools. All this has to be done by hand. I've seen those kids sitting up there actually crushing rock with sledgehammers to make trails.
Well, here's some of the things that you can see in the equine classes is livestock poisoning plans. like you said, manure management, barnyard economics. That's fabulous. Livestock law.
Mm-hmm.
Grazing and fire suppression, farm accounting and tax filing. I mean, these are fascinating things that people, where do you go get the experts in one place?
It takes a lot when you have a stock. It's more than just packing them up and going riding. There's a lot to getting it all prepared, maintaining your yard, your pastures and stuff. So we figured we would cover all aspects of keeping stock.
So basically, you put together this 3-day event, and it is to bring everybody together in mm-hmm. one area, and educate, inspire, empower,
correct.
And it's free.
It's free. I hope people will come and buy. We're going to raise money to pay for it through raffles, through our auction. We have a Saturday night dinner, raffle and auction. That's going to be our main fundraising event. Friday night, we actually have a really interesting event. It's mainly for our members, but it is open to the public. We kind of honor ourselves. That's our slap everybody on the back event,
yeah.
Right? But we also have a square dance, and we'll have cowboy poetry.
Ooh.
And believe it or not, a lot of the Forest Service people up here are great cowboy poets, and they will be there.
Wow. We have friends that actually travel. I think they go, where do they go, Arizona?
They go to several places that have those things.
Cowboy poetry, they're really into it. Well, thank you, Larry, so much for joining us. Again, we're talking about the rendezvous.
Backcountry Horseman,
and you can go down to the Tehama District Fairgrounds and go for 3 days, March 30th, 31st, and 1st. You will get classes, vendors. You're going to get all kinds of information.
Who do they call?
They can call me. My number, I don't know, is 526-0590. That's a local number. Or my email me, which is lshuman, S-H-U-M-A-N. 62@gmail.com.
Now what time does it start?
It starts Friday at 1 o'clock.
Okay, Friday at 1.
We do have a special event if they want to come and watch it on Friday morning. We will actually be putting on a special seminars for the local FFAs, Shasta, Red Bluff, and Anderson High Schools.
Great. Super. Okay, the Backcountry Horsemen, and they're having a big rendezvous at Red Bluff at the fairgrounds there on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. All right, thanks a lot.
All right, Larry, thanks. We've got to take a break here. We'll be right back on KCNR 1460.
You don't want to miss the Anderson Walmart parking lot sale this weekend at the Anderson Walmart Supercenter through Monday. The parking lot will be filled with a huge selection of quality used cars and trucks at super savings. On-the-spot financing, super low interest rates, top dollar for trade-ins. This is the sale you've been waiting for. It's your time to buy and save. Quality pre-owned vehicles at tremendous savings from Crown Motors through Monday at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The secret to having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artist can bring your old tattoo to life or create a new tattoo that you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and the best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artist portfolios and bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street at the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoo shops are the same, and some are better than others, so think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. You know, honey, you're right. You're right. No, no, you're right. During the break, we were arguing, we were discussing something. Hey, this, we never argue. Of course not. Okay, I just remember when she, you know, after she said it that.
And by the
you
way,
know, this is tough when you have to say that. You know, gosh, you're right.
Well, the event, by the way, is indoors. So
yes.
If you're worried about the rain, the rendezvous,
indoors. It is indoors, so you don't have to worry about getting wet. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cars. Come in for a free maintenance inspection. It's going to definitely save you money now, and it can save you thousands of dollars later. Right now, Cars is offering $75 off any timing belt replacement. Stop in and prevent serious engine damage by stopping in to see Cars. And what? Women-owned, women-run. They just do a great job.
California Auto Repair and Smog.
That's right. Okay. You know, some of the other things that have happened. You know, what was your take on Ann Coulter on Friday night?
Well, again, I thought that, of course, she's articulate. She came in. She was gracious. Of course, and Salmo brought her in. And, she was, I think she was relaxed into the evening. We went into the event tent. There were people, everybody was, inquisitive and everybody, you know, of course listened. She answered questions. I thought she was great. I don't know what we expect. We see her in sound bites on Fox and things where she's very argumentative. She sometimes could be extremely confrontational. Obviously, that's kind of the whole gist that you get a lot with some of the commentators or the people that are sitting on O'Reilly's bench or whatever you want to call it. But, she would come in spurts where something would inspire her and then she'd go on in spurts. But, you've been reading her book and I thought it was worth it.
Yeah, she talked about Bill Maher. Is that his name? The guy on HBO. Is that his name?
Maher.
Bill Maher, who is really, I mean, this guy says horrible things about people. And they said, are you friends with him? Are you two dating or something? And it was really interesting because she took like 5 minutes to answer this, is that she was on Bill Maher's original show, Politically Incorrect, and that he had helped her kind of in her career and that she considers him a friend. However, she doesn't agree with what he says, but she considers him as a guy that's a friend. And she said, in fact, you know, Bill Maher doesn't even like his own audience because he's a comedian, and he wants to say something funny and people start booing or cheering depending if it's about a Republican or a Democrat. So I found that interesting, is that she's friends with this guy who describes women with a very, very bad term, even worse than what Rush Limbaugh, several times worse than what Rush Limbaugh did. Okay, the other things, of course, we talked about the Obamacare. When we come up back at 8:06, we're going to be talking to the doctors that have started a national organization, the Doctors for Truth. Something else that happened, we went to the Turtle Bay auction. And that was on Saturday night. And that was a good success. The people coming through there. And Linda was the MC for that.
And Dave West. And Mark LaSalle was the auctioneer. It was, just goes to show you there was a lot of people there, especially they wanted to raise money at the very end for the Butterfly House. And it was a very, very successful evening. And everybody comes together as a community because they want to see the treasure of having a museum and having shows like the Art of Fly Deception, the Art of Deception of Fly Fishing, which, of course, again, moving forward, Mike Mike Michalek from the Fly Shop will be on Thursday. We'll be talking about all those.
We'll be talking about recreation,
right,
and about a number of other things, too. But, you know, something else that's been in the news big, something else that Coulter also addressed was the shooting down in Florida. I saw an article in the paper, and it's just caused all types of consternation. Most people are saying you have no right. Florida's got this, has got a law that says you can stand your ground. In other words, you do not have to try and leave or run away from an assailant, that you can stand your ground. They're saying that is the law that was used when the young man was shot by a neighborhood watch guy. But the whole thing about it is, what do we know about the whole case? Do we know if the man was assaulted? Do we know anything about it besides the 16-year-old that appears to be unarmed was shot by this guy? Is there anything else that has come out in the news? I mean, really, has come out? Has the police report come out? Has the eyewitness statements come out? Or is this just people doing conjecture here and trying somebody? Is this just mob rule? Well, we'll take a look at that here later on this week, too. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. And like I said, we'll be back with the doctorsfortruth.com.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
Protest.
Some support it, others deride it as Obamacare. Protesters at the Supreme Court now, where justices are on the case. The first of 3 days of arguments challenging health care reform's legality. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live outside the court.
Now, Dave, the protesting here continues.
Got a lot of people out here saying they love Obamacare because they think it's free health care and they think it's something that the government's supposed to provide. People are looking for a safety net from the government.
That's Kevin Mooney from Jacksonville, Florida. He wants the law overturned. Elise Bryant of Silver Springs, Maryland, thinks the rich ought to help the poor and pay for care.
I think it absolutely should be redistributed. I think that everybody should have the same thing. I don't think that because you have $1 million, you should have better health care.
Now today, the arguments are whether or not it's too soon to challenge the law, Dave.
Evan, President Obama's at a nuclear summit in South Korea.
The security and defense of our allies, both in Europe and Asia, is non-negotiable.
Now, the focus is on preventing terrorists from getting nuclear materials, but North Korea is also an issue.
Have the courage to pursue peace.
The president urging the North to cancel a planned satellite launch some critics see as a missile test. Two British troops are dead in an attack at a NATO base in Afghanistan. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
That's right, the attacker was wearing an Afghan army uniform. He opened fire at the entrance to a British base. Unclear if he was a Taliban infiltrator or a genuine Afghan soldier who turned on his trainers. But insider attacks have claimed about 70 U.S. and coalition lives in the past 4 years. They're trying to recruit to vet the recruits better. No reaction to today's deaths from Britain's government yet until after the family has been informed. Dave?
Alistair, the head of the Fed is still worried about unemployment.
Despite the recent improvement, the job market remains far from normal.
Ben Bernanke says the economy must grow more to improve hiring long-term, and he says the Fed keeping interest rates near zero should help foster that. On Wall Street, a rally. The Dow's up 134 points. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
You want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
I'm Jay Steinfeld, and I started Blinds.com. For people who want window blinds, but not the runaround and confusion you get at home improvement stores. Plus, at Blinds.com, our prices crush home improvement stores. Yep, our prices are lower than Home Depot and lower than Lowe's. And you get free advice from experts, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. It's so easy. Click, click, you're done. So when you need blinds, crush home improvement store prices and visit Blinds.com. That's Blinds.com.
Rick Santorum will be among the protesters outside the Supreme Court today, continuing his attack on rival Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney.
Governor Romney, of all the people in this party, as the person who put the blueprint together for Obamacare, is uniquely disqualified to make the argument against Obamacare.
Though Romney insists he would repeal health care reform if he is elected, Santorum got into it over the weekend with a New York Times reporter.
Quit distorting my words. If I see it, it's bull****. Come on, man. What are you doing?
Now, this morning, he laughed all that off on Fox and Friends.
If you haven't cursed out a New York Times reporter during the course of a campaign, you're not really a real Republican.
Santorum won the Louisiana primary on Saturday. The next contest in Maryland, Wisconsin, and Washington, D.C. are a week from Tuesday. Pope Benedict is about to leave Mexico, heading for Cuba. He'll hold an open-air mass in Santiago tonight, and then he goes to Havana tomorrow. It's day three for Vice President Cheney, the former vice president, and his new heart.
A spokesman for the Cheney family telling Fox News that the former vice president is doing well and that he is awake and talking. He was also able to stand up yesterday. Mrs. Cheney and his daughters are with him, the spokesman saying that his doctors are very pleased with the results so far. He has suffered 5 heart attacks since the age of 37 due to cardiovascular disease. In 2010, Cheney thought he might be able to do without the transplant after he had a left ventricle assist device implanted. Cheney issued a statement thanking his doctors for outstanding care. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
The start of a priest's sexual abuse trial in Philadelphia involving a high-ranking official in the city's archdiocese has been delayed. A judge is now considering a request by the defense for a new jury to hear the case after a guilty plea last week from a co-defendant. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBott. It is 8:05 in the morning, March the 26th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hear us all over the world. And then you can even see us all over the world with livestream.com/Free Fire Radio, or just go to our website. And our website is evolving constantly, so you're starting to see a bunch of new flash ads. And if you think that you might just like to have, you know, one of the views on this, that it's over 20,000 that we have, but you come on, you know, you can just give us a call here about adding your business to our website here. It's looking good.
We know a lot's going down with Washington today and some of the stuff on Obamacare. The next 3 days are going to be pretty intense here. And I was very fortunate to get an email from a friend of mine, a director, actually, out of Los Angeles, who's been very involved with the conservative movement in producing certain commercials that have gone on YouTube, and they've really have gone viral. And through his contacts and us just catching up, we were very, very excited about the guests that we're going to have in this hour that are doctors who have come forth. And we know that we've heard a few of our local doctors that have come forth and how they feel that Obamacare is going to really hurt them. But before we get to the national guests that we have, let's do our market moment from Wells Fargo, as we do every morning at 8:10 with Kathy Lathrop Cummings. What's going on right now?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 126 points at 13,207. The S&P 500 is up 13 at 1410, and the NASDAQ is up 34 at 3102. Active stocks today include General Electric up 24 cents at $20.02, and Pfizer up 41 cents at $22.23. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is up 12 cents at $4.37. $2.10, and North Valley Bank is up a quarter at $12 even. Turning to the bond market, we find lower prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.28%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 17 cents at $107.04. Gold is up $20.90 at $16.83.30, and silver is up 45 cents at $32.73. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. That was Kathy Lathrop Cummings from the Wells Fargo Advisors. They're located out on Park Marina Drive. We listen to them. We hear what they're saying about the latest in the market at 710, 810, and 906, Monday through Friday. We're going to go right now. Hey, we're going to go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're peachy. We're getting busy day today.
So glad to hear from you this morning.
Great. Hey, listen, just wanted to let people know what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. We meet at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneville Road, and that is the Destiny Fellowship Church. And we are going to have our third in a series of candidate debates. Tonight we will have the candidates that are running for Shasta County Supervisor District 4, and that is Linda Hartman's district that she is not going to be running for this time.
All right, so who do we have on?
We've got Bill Chappelle, Sherry Beck, Cheryl Clifford, Dean Monroe, and Catherine Byrd.
Wow.
Yeah, five candidates that will debate each other.
Yeah, and we're going to have Monroe on and Catherine Byrd. I think Catherine Byrd's in fact this week.
Great.
And Monroe's next week. We've already had Cheryl Clifford and Sherry Beck and Bill Chappelle on. But this is going to be interesting. This is going to be, because this is wide open, and you've got different, I tell you, we've got some really probably different viewpoints in this group.
Yeah, and we have a different format. In most candidate debates around the county during an election season, you will have the audience members asking the questions, but we have the candidates debate them, and it really brings some interesting things to the surface. So it's definitely worth coming out and watching, especially if you live in District 4. This is your opportunity to know who you're voting for.
I tell you what, this is what you all are doing is great because you've had all the candidates. We're running the candidates too. We can't get them all at one time yet.
But
we will be here as we get a little bit closer. We're going to be down and hosting debates that will go out over the radio too. And,
oh, wonderful!
And we can archive so people can go back and listen
to
them.
Great! And just a heads up, next week we'll have the U.S. Congress, and
okay.
We will have 7 out of the 8 candidates debating
well,
one another.
Really?
Yeah.
7 out of the 8. Who's not 7. Showing up?
Pete Stiglitz.
Pete's not showing up?
No, he was not able to make it. But we will have the other 7 candidates.
Wow, that's going to be
And I will call in on Monday morning.
Yes, please.
And then we need to talk anyway about that, too. About your debate there next week, too.
Yes,
okay,
definitely.
Elizabeth, thank you so much. And as
usual,
and Aaron and Elizabeth also have We the People on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10. A great show.
Yeah.
Yesterday was good. We had Grace Marie Turner, who is the founder of the Galen Institute, and she's done all of the research to completely support a free market health care reform. And she can tell you exactly why Obamacare will be a disaster.
Well, one of the co-founders of American Doctors for Truth will be our guest here in the next couple of minutes.
Great.
They have done that commercial of Obama pushing the old lady off of the cliff as an answer to the Santorum when pushing her off the cliff. I love this stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Kind of a fun time, isn't it?
You know what? It is. And, you know, unfortunately, it would really be a lot of fun, except at the end of it, you know, our country deserves
right.
the very best. And I don't care which one it is. It's got to be the very best and get over this this crap about, oh, my party or nothing else type stuff.
That's right.
Anyway,
thank you so
Elizabeth,
much.
Have
thank
a great
you.
Week.
All thank
right.
you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, you might want to go to www.politizoid.com, where you can check out some of these wonderful videos that we're talking about. But we're going to be talking to the doctors in just a minute. Jane Hughes, Dr. Jane Hughes. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
You don't don't want to miss the Anderson Walmart parking lot sale. This weekend at the Anderson Walmart Supercenter through Monday, the parking lot will be filled with a huge selection of quality used cars and trucks at super savings. On-the-spot financing, super low interest rates, top dollar for trade-ins. This is the sale you've been waiting for. It's your time to buy and save. Quality pre-owned vehicles at tremendous savings from Crown Motors through Monday at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's foggy, 41 degrees, and we're looking at temperatures around 54 today. Scattered showers, rain likely tonight with temperatures around 44. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And, of course, we like to love on our sponsors. This portion of the show is brought to you by
North Valley Bank, Business of the Year in 2011. By the Chamber of Commerce, Chamber Event. Okay, part of this was not just because of the service they give inside the bank, but for the service they give outside the bank. Helping out with so many different events in our North State here, and also volunteering their time, efforts, money to help the citizens of the North State in Reading. North Valley Bank, Business of the Year. Local banks doing great work for our community.
Well, we're streaming always on KCNR1460.com. You can hear this and also go back in the archives, which you're going to want to do. You're going to want to save this show today because of our guest and some of the mind-blowing stuff we're going to hear about in just a minute.
Dr. Jane Hughes is our guest, who is a co-founder of AmericanDoctorsForTruth.com. Good morning, doctor.
Morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. I'm very pleased to be with you this morning.
Well, you know what? This is kind of an apt time since the Obamacare has just reached the Supreme Court today.
Well, and it's no accident that we launched our ad to be coincident with the 2-year anniversary of the president's signature legislation.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about American Doctors for Truth?
Yes, our website is actually AmericanDoctorsForTruth.org, and it's the number four, or Ads for Truth. Our organization is a very tight, small group, and we've really been an offshoot of the mini groups that the three founding physicians and the dentist with whom we've worked belong to. So this is actually the fruition of our involvement in healthcare issues over the last 3 to 4 years.
And what would you say what your mission statement would be then?
Well, our mission statement as the adsfortruth.org is we want to wake up the American people as to the disastrous consequences of Obamacare and actually present what we feel as boots on the ground practicing physicians. We're the ones who take care of you and your family members, what real sustainable reform looks like that is patient-centered, physician-guided, free market-driven. To reform what needs to be reformed in our system, and I think we're all aware that we desperately need reform, but doing it in such a way that we preserve the sanctity of the doctor-patient relationship and the arguably finest health care that you can find in the world.
I find it interesting that we have people ranging from heart surgeons to GPs, general practitioners, to cancer specialists, to those who take do colonoscopies, and every one of them, and pain management centers and others, that every one of them has come out against what's going on under this Obamacare legislation. I mean, it's not just, 8 out of 10 or 2 out of 5. It's 100%. And we're not cherry-picking. These are just doctors that come on to talk about other things but then get involved in talking about Obamacare.
Well, it's interesting. I think the statistics are somewhere around 72% of physicians, when polled, think that Obamacare is going to decrease quality of care and access and increase cost. And I'm always astonished that the number is that low from the polling, because it is hard to find physicians who are in favor of this legislation. And frankly, in my opinion, when you look at it, and I have looked at it, I have read it, it puts physicians really in ethical and moral jeopardy. It's a violation of our Hippocratic Oath, the sanctity of the doctor-patient relationship. When you share private information with your physician, and then the Obamacare plan is expecting you as the physician to gather that data and then shoot it off to a faceless bureaucrat via your electronic medical records, I don't think that is a sustainable system that's recognizable as anything close to what we currently enjoy in America.
So, Dr. Hughes, what is your specialty?
I'm an ophthalmologist, so I am an ophthalmic surgeon, and I see patients from age 4 to my oldest is 104.
Wow. Okay, so to be able to put your stuff out there, which obviously you're doing with the group of doctors, have you found that with some of your constituents and brother doctors or sister doctors, that you've had to kind of be like an underground, and finally is it just at a point where you said, enough is enough, I'm putting everything I have on the line with this new movement?
Well, you hit it right on the head. We have stepped out of our comfort zone. When I am talking to you, I really, frankly, would be more comfortable in the operating room. But we have gotten to the point where, especially with the original throw granny off the cliff ad, we felt compelled to respond because it was a gross misrepresentation of the truth. And that was really what spawned our forming this organization, to get the truth out. And we're very meticulous about our facts.
Well, would you stay with us on the other line, please? Our guest is Dr. Jane Hughes, AmericanDoctorsForTruth.org. You've got to check out these videos, especially Throw Granny Off. It has gone viral. We're so happy to have you here on KCNR with us this morning. Will you stay with us for a minute?
I certainly will. Thank you so much.
All right. Dr. Hughes, we'll be right back on KCNR 1460.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl in the Bot, 8:25 in the morning, March the 26th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And this portion of our show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. Hey, they're having a drawing for a tattoo for our veterans. That's right. A $300 tattoo goes to one local veteran. All you have to do is go down there and sign up at 1358 Market Street. That's the corner of Market and Tehama.
And they'll fix icky ones.
And if you've got a bad one or one like Bad Bob, who's got 15 girls' names on his chest and with just a line drawn through them, they're going to fix that for him because he has signed up for this. And, of course, you know, Doc, who's in here, who has got that one on the back of his neck with that's misspelled, you know, we're going to have that one fixed, too. So go on down to Nathan's Anthems Tattoos at 1358 Market Street in the corner of Market and Tehama and mention this ad. And if you aren't a veteran, you can still get 20% off your tattoos.
You'll be in the drawing.
You know, we have a very eclectic group of advertisers.
We support our community.
Our guest is Dr. Jane Hughes, who is one of the co-founders of AmericaDoctorsForTruth.org. And they are trying to get the word out that Obamacare is not what you're hearing in the mainstream media. Is that true, Dr. Hughes?
I would say that's true.
Now, some of the things that we're hearing is that, of course, it's going to the Supreme Court today because of the individual payer option here where you're forced to buy health insurance by the government, which is kind of a first. Yet I'm hearing that this could be actually become the law of the land.
Well, Obamacare already is the law of the land. The good news is it's been repealed in the House of Representatives. The bad news is that Harry Reid has, I guess, put it under his chair and refuses to put it up for a vote in the Senate, which should give you some indication of how popular the bill is. When you think about it, the only bipartisan action on this bill was opposition. But it is law. So regardless of the Supreme Court's final decision on this, I feel whichever way the Supreme Court goes, that actually in 2012, we need to repeal Obamacare in its entirety, get it off the books, and do reform right this time.
Our guest is Dr. Jane Hughes, and Dr. Hughes is with AmericanDoctorsForTruth.org. Doctor, quick question. Tell us what the impetus was for you to gather with your constituents and say, boom, we're gonna form this. We're gonna get out. We're gonna do national attention. We're gonna do a media blitz, which is, by the way, brilliant. And you know, what was it? What was the defining factor in that?
Well, the defining factor, it's quite interesting how it happened. Myself and Dr. Kristen Held, who's in the ad with me, went to a national meeting of docs for patient care. And it was at that meeting I stood up and I said, I am shocked that nobody has responded to the Granny Off the Cliff ad. I said, where are the doctors? Where are the Republicans? Where are the conservatives? And interestingly, sitting in the audience was a dentist from Beverly Hills. And he came up to Chris and I at the break and said, we've got to talk, because he'd had similar ideas. One thing led to another, and he has contacts with Department 7, which is an underground group of very talented producers, writers, creative people, actors who are conservative in Hollywood, where it's not that popular to be conservative. And we went out to L.A. and made the ad, and the rest is history.
And thus, my friend is a director friend of mine that's part of that group who was involved in the making of this video, and we haven't talked in quite some time, and
but,
boom,
you know,
it's just great how it's so timely.
Well, you know, the other thing about that is, why would a group of producers and directors and filmmakers, they have to remain anonymous? Because, you know, they have a very small group of people, because if their political viewpoints were known, they'd stop working. They're not like the huge stars. They're in the middle there, that they're very competent. They've done a whole lot of stuff. But if, you know, people find out in power, find out that this is what they believe, they may not get jobs. What have we come to in that? Isn't that called blacklisting?
I think that is called blacklisting. And the interesting thing is, if you think about the mainstream media and you think about Hollywood in general, they tend to be very liberal, certainly to the left of center. And those are the very people that are supportive of the very liberal candidates. So their ads are very slick, very emotional, very visually impactful. And a lot of times I feel like the conservatives and the Republicans are kind of flat-footed when it comes to their ads. And so it was just a wonderful experience for us to go out and meet these people. And we were in awe of their creative talents, especially your friend. He is an awesome person, and talk about clear thinking and forward looking individual. He's a true patriot.
Now, is that Obama pushing Granny off the cliff? Is that on your website?
That ad is on our website, and actually, we have received a good amount of controversial comments about it. It is actually truthful. We use the president's own words in context. It was actually his response to a woman who asked, would there be anything besides age utilized in deciding, like a pacemaker, example, for her mother.
Hey, doctor, we've got to take a hard break right
for
here.
For Fox
but,
News?
But as soon as we come back, we want to
please
finish that and other ideas that you have that would be the way to reform medicine. We'll be right back. Dr. Jane Hughes, AmericanDoctorsForTruth.org.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A case affecting tens of millions of Americans, trillions of dollars a year, the Supreme Court now hearing arguments on President Obama's health care reform law. The justices could punt. The argument today is about whether it's even time to get into it.
The Tax Anti-Injunction Act of 1867 prohibits a tax to be challenged until it's first imposed. It creates a key question for the justices. Is the individual mandate, which carries a fine for failing to have health insurance, a tax? If so, the court could rule, as the lower court did, that the controversial mandate cannot be challenged until at least 2014.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern at the Supreme Court. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says while the job situation is getting better,
the number of people working and total hours worked are still significantly below the pre-crisis peaks.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 127 points. Fox News. We report, you decide.
get your motors running and cruise down to Wind River Casino April 14th for their cool April Night Show and Shine. Festivities begin at 11 a.m. in front of the casino. Enter your hot rod early. Just register at the River Club by April 9th and receive $5 free slot play. An exclusive Cool April Nights t-shirt and a food ticket. Best in Show gets $50 free slot play. Additional hot dogs and chips available for $2. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to WindRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
You don't want to miss the Anderson Walmart parking lot sale this weekend at the Anderson Walmart Supercenter through Monday. The parking lot will be filled with a huge selection of quality used cars and trucks at super savings. On-the-spot financing, super low interest rates, top dollar for trade-ins. This is the sale you've been waiting for. It's your time to buy and save. Quality pre-owned vehicles at tremendous savings from Crown Motors through Monday at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindebot. It's 8:34 in the morning, March the 26th. End of March. We're getting ready to get into tax-paying month, which, of course, we're all happy about that. It just seems like it keeps stringing itself out longer and longer and longer and longer. Hey, our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. What can I say? DC Tim and I. Great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. And I promise that you will not see Oprah on the TV in there. And you can sit there in the chairs, catch up in your reading, and try and figure out what those animal heads really are. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue.
Our guest this morning is Dr. Jane Hughes, who's with AmericanDoctorsForTruth.org. Welcome back to the program and after our Fox News, Doctor.
Thank you so much.
You know, sorry to cut you off on that last one.
Yeah, we were in the middle of...
No problem.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is you all saw it. It had to be done. And right now, Linda is watching the year...
When you say don't throw granny off the cliff, what is the name of... When you go to YouTube, or if you go on your website, first of all, you can find it. But if somebody's crowding around on YouTube, what is the title of this most recent phenomenon that's gone viral? What's the name of it?
It's called The Whole Truth. If
okay.
you YouTube The Whole Truth, you'll get first the long version, which is the four-minute version where we catch Granny. We actually catch Granny as physicians and take care of her. And then you'll also be able to see the 60-second ad that we ran.
Okay. Now, you say that there has to be reform in our medical treatment.
in our medical care. Can you give us some examples of how you all and doctors would want to reform the healthcare process here in the United States?
Yes, it is. What it's going to take is, first of all, a recognition that the central federal government does not have the knowledge and the understanding of our healthcare system to be able to take over one-sixth of the private sector economy, which is what healthcare is. True reform is going to have to happen state by state by state. So the first step is to get the federal government out of the way, release many of the mandates. And one little factoid that's of interest is 6 pages of Obamacare spawned 429 pages of new regulations. And if you take a look at the cost of regulations to Americans on a yearly basis, it's close to $2 billion in regulations cost alone, on top of all the other overhead costs that business deals with. So we are talking about a significant problem. But in terms of true reform, that's step number one. Step number two is to uncouple the employer and the employee from health care insurance, and that removes a third-party payer. And what I mean is this. Put the money back in the paycheck so that individuals can buy their own portable, non-job-dependent insurance. And if you allow insurance purchase across state lines, then those states that have the more competitive reforms and the best insurance models are going to be those models are going to be available to people all over the United States of America. And once people own their own policy and they can change at will rather than their employer changing it, we get back to the doctor-patient relationship being at the core. The patient's relationship is with the insurance company. The physician's overhead drops, costs drop. There is a pressure towards transparent fee schedules. I could go on and on, but that's the basic core of reform.
Well, we need reform. I think everybody agrees with that. And, you know, frankly, the idea that you would lose your health care by leaving one job and going to another was always kind of, I couldn't understand that. I think that that had to be done, but I think what you're saying is absolutely true, that once we have to decouple all of this instead of trying to tie it all together. You know, we're looking at also that if this continues to stand with the personal mandate for insurance, then they can start controlling the doctors even more. The federal government can by restricting them on things they do. We've had a doctor in the other day that said with the new laws is he's going to get paid more, almost like Pavlov's dogs, if you ask certain questions. I just find this, that it gets so much into the personal care between myself and my physician. I frankly can't understand how the people even pass something like this, the legislators.
We all know how they passed something like this. It was through coercion. There were overt bribes, the Louisiana Purchase, the Cornhusker kickback. The same was done with pharmaceuticals, with the major medical organizations. They were told, you better be at the table or you're going to be on the menu for lunch, and that's verifiable. And finally, let's never forget Nancy Pelosi's famous statement that you have to vote for it so you can see what's in it. I don't think any of them had read the bill because the ink wasn't even dry on the bill when it came up for the vote. So we know how it was passed. We know it's over 2,000 pages. I can tell you from personal experience reading and critiquing my 55 pages, which took me 10 days, that a lot of it is nonsensical, even down to Kathleen Sebelius being able to dictate the portion size and calorie count of food in chain restaurants.
Now, I had never heard that one.
It was on, actually, I think it was mentioned this morning in the Wall Street Journal.
Was it?
Article,
okay.
On the front page.
I didn't get that one. Now, we've gone through it and we've had doctors go through it here. And, you know, the 150,000 new codes instead, you know, where you have to write up a code if you've been injured falling off burning water skis, which is my favorite one. That was my favorite one.
We're going to take a break when we come back, Dr. Hughes. If you just stay for one more segment, we'd like to find out how you stepping out as you have with this new movement, if it has affected your practice. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian Rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
The secret to having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artist can bring your old tattoo to life or create a new tattoo that you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and the best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artist portfolios and bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street at the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoo shops are the same, and some are better than others, so think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street, for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288, 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
For 8 years, That Kitchen Place has been your go-to place for everything the budding or experienced chef could ever want. So, in celebration of our 8-year anniversary, we're raffling off an entire table full of amazing products on March 31st. There will also be knife sharpening from 1 to 3, with all the proceeds benefiting the new Veterans Resource Center. You've been so great to us that we wanted to share the love. So come down and help us give back to the community. That Kitchen Place, Hilltop Drive, 222-1160.
In winter, we spend more time indoors, our windows are closed, and there is less fresh air to breathe. The air ducts keep circulating the same air around, the air containing a cough or sneeze or sore throat, dust and mites that have settled in, or pollutants from home chemicals. When was the last time your air ducts were professionally decontaminated? I mean really cleaned. Call for the flu season, relax, breathe easy, duct cleaning service. Flu season for professional air duct, dryer vent, and chimney service. 221-3331 or 527-3331.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Let's do it together.
Good morning. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 8:45 in the morning. Carl Linda Bott. 26th of March. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Hilltop Medical Clinic. They're happy, and so am I, to announce that both Hilltop Medical Clinics will see patients with TRICARE military insurance. My friends, it's not easy always finding that. They'll collect TRICARE's copay, cost share, or deductible, and TRICARE will be billed for services by the clinic. That is huge. Hilltop Medical Clinic, two locations in Reading. 1093 Hilltop Drive, and at 2123 Eureka Way. Please call 246-4629 for more information. That's Hilltop Medical Clinic. They are taking TRICARE, and that is big news here.
Our guest this morning is Dr. Jane Hughes. Thank you for being on with us this morning. AmericanDoctorsForTruth.org. Dr. Hughes has been on with us talking about the repealing of Obamacare. And before we took a break, we were asking you, okay, first of all, which state are you living in?
I live in Texas, in San Antonio.
Oh, fabulous. So in Texas, how has this movement, and being one of the forerunners with this movement with AmericanDoctorsForTruth.org, has it affected your practice at all?
Well, it has affected my practice from the standpoint of I've had to rearrange patients to be able to do interviews like this, which my patients, most of my patients, are very supportive. It's too soon to tell what sort of an impact it's going to have on my practice, but I feel compelled to step out of my comfort zone and speak out on this as a practicing physician.
And that was one of the questions we had from our chat room, if there was a fear about the blacklisting, kind of like with in Hollywood and stuff. But, you know, it seems to me is that the majority of the doctors, now maybe it's just, I mean, but we've been talking to them from all over, are against this Obamacare, even though the American Medical Association voted for it.
Well, the AMA does not represent anywhere near the vast majority of practicing physicians. In fact, they're they keep their cards very close to their chest, but they have less than 10% of their membership, or 10% or less, let's put it like that, of their membership are actually boots on the ground practicing physicians. Unfortunately, because they're the ones who sell the code books that you mentioned earlier, the codes that we all have to use in order to be reimbursed from insurance companies, they have a monopoly, a government monopoly on those code books. And it's been estimated that that's about $100 million a year business for them. So in terms of a credible voice for the practicing physician, the AMA is not that voice.
Well, we have heard that before, and it's like 10%, but this is the first time we've heard is that they're the ones selling the code books.
Well, AmericanDoctorsForTruth.org, founder Dr. Jane Hughes, go to the website, find out more about how you can be involved. Knowledge is power. I would like to share with you, Dr. Hughes, that my brother, growing up with my brother, he went through 11 years of medical school. He's triple boarded, and he's been talking a long time about we've got to look out because the government's moving us towards national health care, and he has been very involved politically in California, so he could be
wonderful
like you and be really in on the movement as far as practicing is what it means everything to him to be a good doctor and have time with his patients. It's everything for him.
Well, I think you'll find that as a group, physicians are entirely devoted to their patients and committed to practicing the highest level of medicine and surgery. And unfortunately, Obamacare's calling is the common good and cost. Those are the major considerations. And unfortunately, sometimes when people are sick or they need surgery, it's not cost effective. But that's why we have insurance. And if we shift our insurance to catastrophic coverage, I think we'll have gone a long way to turning this ship around. First step for reform is repeal.
Absolutely. And the idea is that that's what insurance is for, is for catastrophic events. And not the fact that you have that you need your ears pierced, which would be under that.
I would agree with that.
You know, but unfortunately, that's where it's going into. So, Dr. Jane Hughes has been our guest, and Dr. Hughes, our last question is how do people get involved, or is with your organization?
A signature, yeah. A vote. What do we need?
All right. Go to, as we've said, it's adsfortruth.org or AmericanDoctorsForTruth.org, and it's the number 4. We have links of interest on there that will give you all the information. You can even read the Obamacare bill with a link on our website. You can donate so that we can make more of these ads. We'd love to make 3 more ads to play all the way through 2012. And you can arm yourself with information. As you said, Linda, that is power.
Thank you so much for being our guest and taking time, and for your patience for allowing you to do so.
Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, that's Dr. Jane Hughes, one of the co-founders of AmericanDoctorsForTruth.org. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and finish up the show today and talk about who's going to be on this week. It's going to be a big week.
And go to YouTube and see the whole truth. Type in the whole truth.
It is
and
hilarious.
You're going to see exactly what we're talking about here with the doctor. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
You don't want to miss the Anderson Walmart parking lot sale this weekend at the Anderson Walmart Supercenter through Monday. The parking lot will be filled with a huge selection of quality used cars and trucks at super savings. On-the-spot financing, super low interest rates, top dollar for trade-ins. This is the sale you've been waiting for. It's your time to buy and save. Quality pre-owned vehicles at tremendous savings from Crown Motors through Monday at the Walmart Supercenter in Anderson.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook. Mark your calendar. You don't want to miss the 2012 Boondocker Ball to benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. March 31st, join your friends for a 1940s USO-style event at the Reading Jet Center at Municipal Airport with social hour at 5:30 and dinner starting at 6:30 p.m. Music provided by the Straight Ahead Big Band. Tickets are on sale now at Jones Ford on East Cypress and Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop. You can also call 378-2280. More information at norcalveteransmuseum.org.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Back down. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:55 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott. You know, we get some national-level guests in tomorrow. You know, today it was Dr. Hughes. Tomorrow it's Mark Walters, who's going to be doing, he's from the Armed American Network. He's got a nationwide show about the Second Amendment, and we're going to have to talk to him for a while tomorrow. Also, along with the Caverns people talking about the way they're doing there. They're going to get a national recognition. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
That's
Tobacco
cool.
and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great teas, big sales on it, finest walk-in humidor in the state. And you know what? They will beat and meet any tobacco price in this town. And Joe and Shelley are locals. They are locals here that have helped our community in 1,000 different ways since they started 35 years ago.
The best deal on coffee beans you're ever going to get.
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Okay, new in the news today, we thought we'd close with some really positive things today. Honolulu, Hollywood director James Cameron dove to the Earth's deepest point in a specially designed submarine, making him the first man to travel alone on the near 7-mile journey to the depths of the Marianas Trench. The director of Titanic, Avatar, and other films touched down in the Western Pacific Ocean low point shortly before 8 a.m. Guam time. My brother was born in Guam. My dad was there in the Navy. Beautiful place. He reached a depth of 35,756 feet and stayed on the bottom for about 3 hours before he began his return to the surface. Well, according to information provided by the expedition team, he had planned to spend up to 6 hours on the seafloor.
What's there to see after three?
Well, he collected samples for marine biology, microbiology, astrobiology, marine geology, and anything that has to do with geology.
With algae.
Yes. He also spent time filming the Marianas Trench about 200 miles southwest of the Pacific, island of Guam. The trip to the deepest point took about 2 hours and 36 minutes, but Cameron's return above this 12-ton lime green sub called Deep Sea Challenger was a faster-than-expected 70-minute ascent. Isn't that cool? Isn't that just cool?
But what'd you say, Bad Bob? You said
more people have stood on the moon than have descended to that depth, which is pretty amazing when you think about it.
7 miles down. That's cool. Now, let's talk about something else that's extremely positive here. Okay, Record Searchlight, our applause goes out to you. Wait a minute. How many times do you ever hear me ring the bell for the Record Searchlight? Well, you're hearing it now. Does it have to do with any of their editorials or any of their other muckraking that usually do? No. It has to do with their front page and a little lady named Maddie Nightingale. The picture on the front page is so great. Here's Maddie standing out there in her cami with her shotgun because she is a avid bird hunter, waterfowl hunter, and her chocolate lab. Dakota. What a great picture. And you know what? Let's just give a shout out to Greg Barnett, who was the photographer of that.
He does great pictures.
This girl, we heard her at the Wild Game. We went to the Wild Game.
Oh, my God.
She comes up. She's just won first place in the state for the duck calling.
Picture this. Braid. She's got braids. You know, the fresh scrub, she looks like she's just right off the farm.
No bigger than a minute.
Right.
Yeah, no bigger than a minute. And she starts to do her
duck calls. But see, here's the thing about it is she won first in a statewide waterfowl calling contest, you know, beating out everybody in her age group. Now, here's the big difference. They're all using store-bought duck calls. Maddie uses her voice.
She uses her,
that's it.
Like a whistler with her mouth.
What did she do, like 10 different calls? 10,
she mimics groans and clucks of a Canadian goose.
I'm telling you.
A quacking mallard, whistling wood duck, a trilling pintail, a peeping widgeon, and a squeaky white-fronted goose.
I'm going to bring her out of my next show. I just think she's a star.
She absolutely
needs to be on America's Got Talent.
I tell you what, she is absolutely she just goes out there, and you can't imagine when you hear this, you're looking at her, and you're thinking, this can't be coming out without, you know, without like a duck call
she
or something.
She answers just straight up, just like, and here's a, and then she does, ba-ba-ba-ba, whatever. It's just like, better than any, I can't even forget about it. But you can just
anyway, Record Searchlight. This has got to be one of the best pictures you've ever had on the front page, Maddie Nightingale and her 11-month-old chocolate lab, Dakota. It's just great. It's a good story. You know what?
It doesn't always have to be bad news.
You know what? Somebody says front page on this? Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Today, We needed that.
We thank everybody that was on our show today.
Oh, yeah.
We were invited. I think we're going to do that. We're going to go out with the back country horsemen and do the fingerlings.
We're going to be planting the trout out here.
Yeah,
this summer.
That'd be fun. Love
hey,
to do
just
that.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. And Maddie, you're a good guy. Well, which are you?
You're listening.